The Most Reverend Dr. Alfred Adewale Martins, the Catholic Archbishop of Lagos, will now share our daily reflection. Your Grace.
Today, 22nd of March 2022, is Tuesday of the third week of Lent. We reflect together today on the theme, Mercy Immeasurable. Beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, one of the outstanding messages of Christ during his entire ministry in this world concerned the importance of forgiveness, the need to offer as well as receive forgiveness. He never stopped exhorting his disciples and all who cared to listen to learn how to practice this virtue and make it a habit. No wonder that the plea for forgiveness was one of the major requests in the pattern of prayers that he taught his followers. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. The gospel passage of today from Matthew chapter 18 verse 21 to 35 tells us the story of the unforgiving servant who pleaded passionately for forgiveness from his master. He was forgiven, but he failed to offer the same mercy that he himself had received to a fellow servant. This gospel passage, as well as the passage from Daniel chapter 3 verse 25, 34 to 33, echo the fact that we are all debtors before God. We all owe a huge debt that sin has incurred for us, a debt that we are incapable of paying, for which reason we stand in need of pardon, patience, sick of sin, and in dire need of God's medicine of mercy. The steward in debt to his master, just like Azariah in the first reading, recognized the extent of his culpability. He acknowledged that it was extremely difficult, in fact, impossible to offset it. He was aware of the weight of his offenses and the consequences due to him, and so the only way out was to appeal for his master's mercy. In that parable, Jesus wanted to mirror the nature of our Father in heaven in the character of the King. He revealed the image of a tender-hearted Father who is moved with generous love and compassion towards his ever-erring children, a Father who is unsparing in pardoning our debts and wiping clean the record of our offenses. In exposing the limitless extent of the Father's mercy, Jesus wanted Peter to realize that forgiveness is a gift that must be given to those who offend us generously and without counting. Peter had asked, "How many times must I forgive my brother if he wrongs me? As often as 7 times?" Jesus answered, "Not 7, but 77 times. Since we are all beneficiaries of God's mercy, set free from our guilt and shame, we too are charged to become benefactors of mercy to all who offend us, friends, family, colleagues, and so on and so forth. As St. Paul says, like God our Father, we must not keep a record of wrongs, a record that we are tempted to play from time to time as it pleases us. Rather, we must heed the warning of Jesus, my Father will deal with you unless you each forgive your brother from the heart." As we go deeper into the Lenten season, let each of us be reminded of the note of caution that our Lord sounded to his disciples after teaching them how to pray. Namely, if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if, like the steward, you refuse to forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will not forgive you. May the Lord's Prayer not turn out to be a curse for any one of us. So I bless you today in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
That was the Catholic Archbishop of Lagos, the Most Reverend Dr. Alfred Adewale Martins.